For a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, use deep cleaning Oxidol. Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. Ladies, today, in the middle of all the controversy about new developments in washer products, the news about deep-cleaning Oxidol is stirring up a lot of questions for women everywhere, especially the big question of how to get clothes sparkling clean. The women are discovering that deep-cleaning Oxidol washes out the gray dirt left in clothes by the leading wash day suds, the leading shortcut suds. This fact was proved to women in an amazing demonstration, and one of the women present at this demonstration was Mrs. Don Phillips of Great Neck, Long Island. Here's what Mrs. Phillips thought.
Well, in this washing demonstration, they used my clean clothes. At least I thought they were clean, because I had just washed them with a leading suds the way you told me. But then they washed those clothes over again, this time with deep cleaning Oxidol. You should have seen the dirty wash water come out of those clothes I thought were clean. That dirty wash water showed me Oxidol really can get out the gray dirt left in clothes by those leading shortcut suds.
Thanks, Mrs. Phillips. And ladies, here's something we'd like you to do. Next wash day, use deep cleaning Oxidol and see for yourself how much dirt Oxidol can get out of your clothes. And then, most important of all, look at the clothes themselves. When you use deep cleaning Oxidol, your clothes look white and bright. Your clothes feel soft and fluffy. Clothes smell sweet, too. Yes, your clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean, because they are clean with deep cleaning Oxidol. Yet, deep cleaning Oxidol is truly safe. Deep clean clothes stay brighter, new-looking longer. So don't wash clothes with suds that leave dirt in. Get clothes deep clean. Sparkling clean with deep cleaning Oxidol. Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Ask your dealer for Oxidol today. And now, the Ma Perkins. Well, Ma knows that the cousins did take Willie's and Evie's money for that investment scheme and that they lied to her. But then Cousin Sylvester and Cousin Ed did some quick and skillful further lying, which Ma may or may not believe. And now the cousins have a new scheme for not returning Willie's and Evie's money. So they told Ma they would return. Well, it's Ma and Willie were joined now, about 5 o'clock in the late afternoon, as they get to Ma's house after the big showdown with the cousin. Have the cousin fooled Ma again?
Well, here we are home, Willie. Really. Would you like to come in?
What time is it? No, I guess I better not, Ma. I better get home to Evie. Well, I can't thank you enough for what you've done, Ma. I mean, what you told the cousin.
Oh, that's all right, Willie. Really. You still got no prospects for a job, Willie Sam? Nothing at all?
The one job I was counting on, boy, I had it right in the palm of my hand, and at the last minute, bang, it fell through. There's a job in Fort William, timekeeper with a construction gang. I'm going to see about it tomorrow.
You could come back to work for me, Willie, or Suffolk. I realize it would have a long trip each day if you went to work for Suffolk, but Suffolk told me that he's got a job waiting if you ever want it.
I know that, Ma. Shuffle's been a real pal, and so have you. But Evie would never stand for it. And the combination of a new job plus Evie raising the roof when I get home. No, thank you. I'd rather take less money and have a little peace and quiet. You know how Evie is, Ma.
I know how Evie is. Stop this stock deal with the cousins, Willie. Does Evie know how you plan to give back your stock so as to get your money out?
No, you don't know it yet. That's my job tonight, telling you. Boy, I certainly don't look forward to that. She's been counting on them profits. But like I always say, to make profits, you gotta have profits. Capital goes to capital. It's them who has who gets.
I wish I could help you speak to every I would, Willie Sam, but everything's so mad at me.
Yeah, I know that, Ma. That's okay. Like I say, I thank you for fixing it with the cousin, so I will get my money back. Maybe I'll even get a small profit. Didn't Cousin Sylvester say that maybe the stock's gone up since I bought it and maybe I can get a small profit?
No, I don't remember Cousin Sylvester saying nothing about a profit, Willie. You just be thankful, Sam, then, and if you get back, what you paid.
Yeah. You know, it's too bad I can't hold on long enough to make a big profit. That's been my trouble all my life. No capital. Well, thanks again, Ma. Oh, there's Faye. Hi, Faye.
Oh, just one more thing, little son.
Yeah?
If you should need anything until you find a job, will you please come to me?
Sure, I will, Ma. Thank you very much. But that money from Sylvester ought to see me through. Hi, Faye. You look cute.
Hi, Ma.
Hello, dear. I was just coming in. Well, call me up, Willie. About the job, I mean.
Okay, Ma. Sure. It's tomorrow, so I'll call you. How have you been, Faye?
Oh, fine. Thank you, Willie.
Yeah. Goodbye.
So long, Willie. Huh? Did you talk to Sylvester that morning? What did they say? What did they say? How'd it come out? Sylvester says that he'll get in touch with the man that really bought the stuff first.
Oh. Well, he bought it from Sylvester, didn't he? I mean, wasn't it Sylvester who sold the stock to Willie?
And how did Sylvester explain those lies he told? What he told me and what he told you, denying that he took Willie's and all his money? How'd he get out of that?
No, no, dear, no. Sylvester says that he was only following instructions from this man Myers, his friend out west. You see, Sylvester and Ed got this friend out west, they say. The man with the mining company, Mr. Myers. He's the one who told Sylvester to keep it secret. Sylvester says that he write to this man Myers and try to get Willie's money back. It was Mr. Myers who sold the stock to Willie. Sylvester says.
But then Sylvester was not swindling Willie money?
Sylvester says not one cent of the money went to him himself.
And the lies. There weren't lies to deceive us. They were intended to... Oh, maybe to protect Will.
Do you accept Sylvester says?
Yes. But everything that you and I were thinking yesterday and this morning, it's not true. The cousins are only trying to help Will. How do you turn away?
What's the matter, Ma?
In words of one syllable, Ma, are the cousins crooks and swindlers, or are they not?
I don't know, sir.
But Ma, there's this to know. Sylvester's asking to marry him. Sylvester and Ed are working right there in your lumber yard. They've got all this money of Willie's and Eddie's. Oh, no. No, you say they don't have the money. They're giving it to this man, Myers. But just the same. Oh, Ma, we have to find out. Don't we have to find out, Ma?
Yes, sir. We have to find out.
Let's just wait and see if Willie never gets their money back.
Oh? Oh.
You mean you're still not satisfied one way or the other, Ma?
My own cousin. Oh, sir, my own cousin.
And now our scene changes. We pass over the next few minutes and rejoin Willie. We know that the cousins have decided to work on Evie to try to keep that money. Well, Willie is just entering his...
Evie, where are you, dear? In the kitchen?
No, I don't have to be in the kitchen. Do I have to be in the
kitchen? Huh? Well, what's the matter, Evie? You got a toothache or something? You sound grouchy.
Yeah, I got a toothache, but it ain't in my tooth. It's someplace else. Now, once and for all, and for the last time, Mr. Willie, just some nuts down the center. You hear me? I just won't stand for it.
What's the matter? What did I do? Stand for what? I walk in the house, and before I can even ask what time supper is, I get my head taken off. What happened? What are you so sore about?
Look, now, I can figure what time supper. For him, I'm just something blonde in the kitchen. I'm a can opener. I'm a pot on the stove. Am I a human being? No. Am I a person? No.
Abby, now you stop that. Everything I say, you twist around until I... Well, I don't know what, but anyhow, I can't stand it. You want to go out for supper? Okay, let's go out for supper. You want supper to be late tonight? Okay, let supper be late tonight. But let's forget about supper. I ain't even hungry now. What's biting you? What's the matter?
I don't even know. What's the matter?
They like me, strike me dead this minute if I got the faintest conception.
You were not at the Perkins Lumber Yard just 1 hour ago?
Huh? The Perkins...
Yeah?
Oh, now, Evie, that's silly. I had business at the Perkins Lumber Yard. Your cousin Sylvester. I did not go to the Perkins Lumber Yard to get my old job back. And listen, Evie, I wish you'd see your way clear to making up with Ma. Ma's been very nice to you and me, and I wish...
Ma's been very nice to you and me. Well, I happen to know how nice Ma's been to you and me. I happen to know everything. What you were doing at the Perkins Lumber Yard. And just a second, that I know too.
What? I don't even know what you mean.
You won't say you do know what I mean. Ma could tell you. that. Cousin Sylvester told me everything. And so Kane, he's got me got a turn in the world. Now he's got to go back to this rich friend of his and say, Slade Fitz, got to sell back his stuff. And why? Because Ma Perkins winds you around like a little finger.
Ma Perkins does not wind me around like a little finger. Nobody winds me around. If Cousin Sylvester's friend thinks the stock is so good, he should be glad to give us our money back. For heaven's sake, Evie, I'm out of work. We need money. You want us to put a mortgage on the house again? You want us to sell the car? One or the other, Evie. We mortgage the house and we sell the car. Or we sell back that stock. But we got to have money. We got $8 in cash, in case you're interested.
Really? Is that stock going to make profit?
Huh? I don't know if the stock is going to make profit. Sylvester says it's going to make profit, but it's
all
happening.
All right, all right. And is the house making profit then? Right at a time when we need profit tomorrow?
Evie. You mean you want us to keep the stock and mortgage the house? Oh, Evie, Ma would never let us.
I'm tired of Ma would never let us. Ma's been running my whole life since I was born. Now, listen to me. Listen to me. You must write over to Sylvester and you apologize, Mr. Willie. We will not sell the stock. You understand what I say? We will not sell the stock. Sylvester feels just terrible. I think Sylvester's going to be in the room.
Today, women everywhere are talking about, raving about deep cleaning Oscadol, because deep cleaning Oscadol reaches deep down into the fibers of clothes, floats grimy dirt away, gives you a wash that's sparkling clean. You can see what this means when you wash clothes with Oscadol. They're sparkling white and bright. You can feel clothes are soft and fluffy. You can smell clothes are fresh and sweet. Yes, clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean, because they are clean with deep cleaning Oscadol. So for a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, get deep cleaning Oscadol at your dealers now in the same familiar Oscadol package. And so, once more, Evie takes Sylvester's life of doubt. And what's going to happen? And Ma herself, Ma's still on the phone, isn't she? Well, the cousins have another wicked idea, and Evie falls tomorrow. But now this is Charlie Warren inviting you to listen again tomorrow, same time, same station, to Oscadol's own Ma Perkins with Virginia Fenn. Ma Perkins is directed by Edwin Wood. For a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, use deep cleaning Oscadol.
Oscadol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.